Hello, and welcome to the Argumentation and Debate Podcast. I'm your host, Teresa Schmid. In this three-part podcast, we are going to explore the critique, also spelled K-R-I-T-I-K, and discuss first what a critique is, second, how it can be used, and finally, how it can be countered. I'm here with John Delamore, a New York University alum and award-winning debater, to learn more about this fascinating debate argument. Let's get started. How would you define a critique?
A critique is basically an argument against the affirmative's general assumptions, more in kind of the philosophical sense.
Can you explain how you set up a critique in a debate? What are the components you have to cover?
Four kind of primary components of critique: the link, the impact, the alternative, and then the framework. So the link is just kind of how it applies to the plan. The impact is why that matters. The alternative is what we should do differently. And then the framework is kind of that question that I was talking about earlier, the education that you get, right? Why is the critique refocusing away from the actual instrumental plan? Why is that a good form of education?
Can you explain more about the alternative? Does that mean that you have to kind of provide almost a counterplan of sorts?
I think viewing it as a counterplan is not necessarily the worst thing in the entire world, but not in kind of the traditional, you know, counterplan sense. Like, you just have to propose an alternative solution, right? Typically at the individual level, of kind of readjusting the way that we think. That's kind of the most, you know, or maybe it's rejecting the affirmative, right? There are alternatives that just simply reject the affirmative, and that form of rejection or refusal, that's good enough to solve things like capitalism, right? We should always reject something bad that someone says, because eventually people will stop saying those bad things and the bad thing goes away.
How is the critique different from a disadvantage?
Yeah, so a disadvantage kind of focuses on the actual, you know, implications of the plan itself, right? So we assume kind of a fiated world, and it assumes that the plan gets passed and the problems with the plan actually getting passed. On the other hand, a critique is kind of more a question of the debaters themselves and the research practices that they do, their assumptions, their kind of individual location.
Unlike a disadvantage, it's not unique, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's things like capitalism and, you know, patriarchy and stuff like that, which kind of exists currently.
Can you explain what is meant by the critique being a prior issue?
It's like kind of anything that you do, right? You can write a really, really awesome paper for class or something, right? But if your research question is wrong, then the paper itself gets an F. And that's kind of how critiques work, in a sense, is that they question kind of the starting point of either the assumptions that you made prior to making the plan, and are significantly less interested in the actual instrumental or fiated plan passage. So it's how you started your research, it's a critique of that.
What's the value of a critique in a debate?
So there are a bunch of different reasons why you would choose a critique. First is, not a lot of traditional policy debaters are very good at critiques, so it kind of allows you to throw them off their game a little bit. Additionally, critiques are really awesome for kind of schools that maybe don't have as many resources, because they require significantly less research and they don't require coaching staff that's dedicated to reading everything that CNN publishes. So it allows debate to be a little bit more accessible in that sense.
Are there any common critiques that you can use that you encounter regularly in the affirmative's assumptions?
Yeah, it's becoming significantly less important what the topic is. I mean, capitalism has always been kind of the main critique. And then, you know, you have things like the feminism critique and anti-blackness and stuff like that. Those are the main ones that you hear on a fairly frequent basis.
What kind of evidence might you use in a critique?
Most K's are under the philosophical realm. Now, when I say philosophical realm, I believe that something like critical race theory would fall under philosophy. Pretty much everything kind of falls into this kind of general philosophical body of literature.
So to summarize, a critique is an argument that criticizes the underlying assumptions of the affirmative that makes their plan appear desirable. Listen to the next podcast to move beyond the basics and learn how to apply the critique in the negative's favor.